It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
What's shaking, Red Nation? Welcome to another episode of the Kiss of Death podcast from all things Houston Rockets at the Fan First Sports Network. And tonight we are having ourselves a W pod. Yes, sir. Rockets pull out a win. Final score, Houston 110, Miami 104. And it's the final game of the preseason. Rockets finish the preseason slate with a 4-1 record. That lone loss on Wednesday to the Spurs. But other than that, it's wins all around. And that was the case again tonight. Rockets, they started this one out a little bit, you know, slow. They were with the Heat throughout that first quarter, keeping pace. But in that second quarter, Rockets pull out a 36-21 win in that second quarter. And that puts them up double digits at the end of the first half, and the Rockets were able to hold on from there. So tonight was as close to a dress rehearsal as you possibly can call it in the preseason. We saw the starters play more than they have in the preseason thus far, with Fred VanVleet and Jalen Green leading the way, 20 points apiece for them. Amen Thompson also a strong night from him, 19.7 boards for the rookie, the number 4 overall pick. You know, we really saw the Rockets play as close to a full game as you would expect to see from them in the regular season. You know, only Tari Eason sat out of this one. He seems to be dealing with a small injury that, you know, hopefully won't derail him when the season starts on Wednesday against the Magic. That is game number 1. But no Tari Eason in this one. But outside of that, the Rockets played relatively their core, their rotation, if you will. You know, the starting 5 that we're expecting on opening night was the starting 5 tonight, with VanVleet, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, Jabari Smith, and Şengün, who also had a nice night. Şengün, 16 points, 12 boards, 4 blocks for the third-year pro out of Turkey. We also saw the bench look pretty much like we would expect it to. Amen Thompson being that top guy off the bench. Jack Landale getting a decent amount of run himself. Jayshon Tate getting a decent amount of minutes. And then Jeff Green. We saw Jeff Green get some minutes. I would expect Tari Eason to eat up those minutes if he were healthy. But Jeff Green took 16 minutes to the box score tonight. So that's normally what we would see from Tari Eason, maybe getting close to 20, 25, depending on, you know, where the night is going for the Rockets. But yeah, Tari Eason not playing in this preseason finale. Jeff Green filling in for those minutes there. You know, the Heat played relatively their core as well, not as much as the Rockets did. Jimmy Butler did not play in this one. He sat out with the regular season just around the corner. But the starters did get some run. You know, Tyler Hero led had 13 points. Bam Adebayo played 16 minutes. He had 11 points for himself. But the Heat leading scorer was RJ Hampton. RJ Hampton played 25 minutes off the bench, had 17 points, 5 assists to his name. Good night from RJ Hampton. But tonight belonged to the Houston Rockets. And let's go into what we can expect, you know, from this Rockets team going into this regular season, which begins on Wednesday. The Kiss of Death podcast, we're going to be going live after every game and talking all things Rockets. In this, and we got Orlando on the docket on Wednesday. You know, the Rockets, they have a really tough start to this regular season for being a young team that's looking for something to prove, they're going to have an opportunity to do that right out of the gate. So they've got a two-game road trip to start the year with Orlando and San Antonio. Two winnable games you would expect, considering those are two more lottery teams. But those are also two teams looking for something to prove early in the season. And then you've got a seven-game homestand with a lot of strong teams. You got Golden State, Charlotte, but then you've got two Sacramento games, a Lakers, Pelicans, and Denver Nuggets. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Friday, November 10th matchup against the Pelicans is the first game in the in-season tournament for the Rockets. Tuesdays and Fridays in the month of November is the in-season tournament. So that is part of their first big homestand to start the year. And this is a chance for the Rockets to jump out ahead and really set the tone, especially in that homestand. But that homestand does feature some really difficult opponents. You've got the Lakers, who went to the conference finals last year, the Kings, who were the third team in the West last year, Golden State, who always poses a challenge, and then you've got the defending champion Denver Nuggets. So there's really no easy leg other than maybe the Charlotte Hornets. The Hornets are also looking to prove something early on in this season. So, yeah, the Rockets are going to have a chance to figure out who they are right away, I think. And the Rockets are going to have to establish this identity quick, because the sooner they get to where they're supposed to be, the better. The Rockets, it seemed like in this preseason, there was a sense of urgency, which I appreciated, because there needs to be a sense of urgency when the season starts. There needs to be from the jump, because if the Rockets are planning on contending for this play-in tournament at the end of the year, it's going to come down to literally one or two games. It really will. So the Rockets need to be making every single game count from the jump, because the way the West looks, this Western Conference is going to be competitive. You know, maybe Portland is not going to be competitive, but other than that, I'm really struggling to find team. Maybe Utah doesn't necessarily want to compete for the play-in this year. I mean, but we saw how Utah was last year, and they were competitive for a decent chunk of the season themselves. Every other team is going to be competitive in one way or the other, and if that is the case, then the Rockets are going to have to put their foot on the gas pretty quick. And that starts immediately with game one on Wednesday against the Magic. You've got, and I think with the Rockets, you know, they're a team that is, this is like these first five games in the preseason, we've really gotten to learn a little bit more of who they are. You know, look, the core of the team is going to be the same from a year before. We've got Jalen Green, we've got Şengün, Tari Eason, Jabari Smith. But we've got a lot of new pieces on this roster. We've got Dylan Brooks, Fred VanVleet. We've got Cam Whitmore and Amen Thompson, these rookies. All of these guys are going to play some big role at some point during the season. But I think, honestly, the biggest X factor, if you want to call it that, is your head coach, Ime Udoka. You know, Udoka's coming in, and he is trying to be as far away from the old regime as possible. He is trying to be the anti-Steven Silas, which may be exactly what this team needs, considering the path that Steven Silas had the Rockets on over the past 3 years. You know, Ime Udoka is trying to change that, and that is what we kind of saw a little bit of at the start of the season. You know, we saw a lot of Udoka trying to set the tone early and say, you know, we're not a losing culture. Like, we need to establish winning and build a culture based off of that. And I love that. And every Rockets fan should love that. You know, this team has not been synonymous with winning over the past 3 years. And I believe that the Rockets, in order to get to that next level, needs to adopt a mindset similar to the one, or maybe even just the one, that Udoka is trying to adopt. And I think that the Rockets are going to feel that energy immediately. I already feel it. You know, there already is that energy, that aura around the Rockets that is, we are winners and we're trying to, you know, win as many games as possible. It's not going to happen. They're not going to win every game, and that's okay. They're not geared to win every game. But I want to see this team fight every night, and I have a hard time seeing that not happen with Ime Udoka in charge. Ime Udoka's stressed that from the beginning, and the players they brought in also have that bag of Doritos on their shoulder, like I mentioned in a couple episodes ago. Go check that out if you haven't done so already. You know, this team is something to prove, and I want them to play with a little bit of anger, play with a little bit of, you know, that oomph that, you know, we're trying to win every game, and if you're going to beat us, you're going to earn it. That's how the team's mindset should be every single night for 82 nights throughout the regular season. If you're going to beat us, you're going to earn it. And that's, you know, that was kind of, I said something similar along the lines last year, but this team actually has the talent to be able to do that. You know, this team lacked some talent. They got that point guard, Fred VanVleet, that can set up the offense, that can set the tone, that can build success for his teammates. Dylan Brooks, that, you know, junkyard dog mentality kind of guy who can really set the tone on the defensive end. And you got a coach that can mitigate all of that. I'm really excited about this regular season, y'all. There is no expectations, but then at the same time, there are higher expectations. And that is exactly the right recipe for a fun basketball team. The Rockets are going to be a fun basketball team this year. It is not the same old Rockets that we've been accustomed to for the past 3 years. This is real. This is legit. This Rockets team is not last year's team. And it's, you know, as the season comes, you know, to start on Wednesday, October 25th against the Orlando Magic, it just feels more and more real. And I can't bloody wait for this season. We're going to be at the Kiss of Death podcast. We are going to be here every game, breaking it down, talking it out, seeing what's up about this Rockets team. Eat, sleep, breathe the Houston Rockets. So nothing can make me happier than that. Quick and easy one tonight. It's a Friday night, and I'm trying to enjoy the rest of it. I've enjoyed my time talking to a wall, but also talking to you guys. I know there is probably someone at the other end of that, of the other end of this podcast. But thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at RocketsFFSN. That's our handle because we are home for all things Houston Rockets at the Fan First Sports Network. Go check out all the Fan First Sports Network podcasts for team-centric podcasts just like ours, passionate fans talking about their teams like we do here, Mike and myself, with the Houston Rockets. On Wednesday, I'm going to be at the game. I'm in Orlando. Mike and I will collaborate at some point. I'm going to try to make some kind of appearance Wednesday night so we can talk about this game through, but it probably won't be right after the buzzer since I've got some post-game post-game responsibilities is what we'll call it. But yeah, we're excited to talk with you guys every single night. We'll be on either the Dream Shakes Facebook page, our Twitter page. We sometimes go on Mike's own socials. You can follow him at MikeBrown_2020. Sometimes we'll go on my personal social media. You can follow me if you'd like to do so at Jeremy Brenner. That's JEREMYBRENER. So we've got Wednesday against the Magic, Friday against Spurs, Sunday home opener against the Golden State Warriors. That should be a whole lot of fun. Really looking forward to talking our fourth full season together. It's crazy to think. But yeah, we're talking all things Rockets, 82 games down for the rest of the season. Can't wait for you guys to be on the journey with us. Again, thank you to all of our listeners who stay loyal to us and continue listening to us game in, game out. And until next time, we've got regular season content, and go Rockets.